the acting chairperson. The chairperson of the committee is in today, so I'm required by the rules of parliament to appoint the acting chairperson. Honorable members, I would just like any nominations for the acting chairperson of the day. Honorable Gobeni.
Thank you, facilitator. Okay. I would like to nominate Umam Chota to be the chairperson of today.
Okay. Is any member would like to second? Any other members? Honorable Makakula. Okay. Are there any other nominations? Further nominations? So there aren't any. So congratulations, Honorable Chota. You're the chairperson, acting chairperson for the day. Come and take your seat. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All members, we have only one item on the agenda. The item is adoption of the draft budgetary review and recommendation report. And the suggestion by Honorable Waters was to discuss it before we adopt it. Or I think we need to look page by page and if there are issues to be amended, we as a committee we look at that. And maybe I'm not quite sure if you did receive this earlier, but I read it last night. I had this copy. But I think the shortest way is to actually go through page by page. And I'm not going to ask people to introduce themselves. It's like it's members of the committee only. There's no need for introduction except the gentleman at the back. He should tell us who you are.
Good morning, honorable members. I'm a private consultant here in Cape Town, and I'm just observing.
If the private consultant is a name, please tell
us
the name.
Then this is the Almeida.
Okay. I also want to raise if the secretary could tell us if there are any apologies.
Yes, sir, there are a couple of apologies. One is from Honorable Kumalo, who is in her constituency. She's in by-election programming, so she won't be with us. Another one is from Mr. Khanyako. He won't be able to attend the own meetings scheduled for this week. Another one is from the chairperson, who is unable to attend the meeting due to illness. And one is from Honorable Makuba. She's attending the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs. Is also scheduled for today. When I make calls, Honorable Baba indicated she will join us late. She's attending a class until 10 o'clock. So those are the apologies for the day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Secretary. We've now come to agenda. Chair, the document is quite thick. It is about 31 pages. Therefore, I will assume that members have read it last night. But let's start at page one. I'm not quite sure because I did not prepare myself for chairing, because I was hoping that the chairperson would be here. But nevertheless, I'll take the mandate from the committee, whether we read it word by word, or people that read it can actually go straight to the points that they think that are not, they need to be amended. I'll be led by you, honorable members. No hand, then I will read it. Yes, on page one.
Page one?
Yes.
Page one is the budget review and recommendation headline, recommendation report of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development of the performance of the Department of Social Development for the 201 structure.
Oh, yeah. There's permission for 2011. Thank you, Honorable Makakul. It's 2011, not 2001.
Okay.
I'm going to read it, Honorable Members. The introduction, I'm not quite sure how we usually do it, but the only way to go through it is to read it. It's too thick, so... Yeah.
So may I make a suggestion? We just go through it, refer to each page, and if members have any comments or suggestions or whatever, then we can't. We should have read it before we got to the meeting.
Yeah, that's true. Do we all agree on the members? Yeah, page one. I'm going to give 2 minutes for each page. I don't want to be fast. Pardon? Unfortunately, I'm the chair for the day, so you have to take my orders. Yeah, thank you. If there's no hand, don't worry, I won't be wasting time. I'll go to second page. I think second page deals with documents or the source documents for its analysis. Those are the documents, honorable members. And then the second paragraph deals with the legislations and policies that this document derived from, or the recommendation derived from. And then the third paragraph deals with the strategy plans of the department. We see 12 of them. Let me just go through them. Improved quality of basic education, a long and healthy life for all South Africans, all people in South Africa, and feel safe, decent employment through inclusive economic growth, skilled, capable workforce to support an inclusive growth path, an efficient, competitive, and responsive economic infrastructure network, vibrant, equitable, and sustainable rural communities with food security for all, sustainable human settlement, and improved quality for household life, a responsive, accountable, effective, and effective, efficient local government system. Sorry. The ninth one is the tenth one, environmental assets and natural resources that is well protected and continually enhanced. And then the 11th one is to create a better South Africa and contribute to a better and safer Africa and world. The last one is an efficient, effective, and development-oriented public service and empowered, fair, and inclusive citizens. Then page 2, paragraph 2 deals with measurable objectives of the department. Then is there anything that the members would like to say? The last one deals with administration. Page 4. Remember, I have a little bit of flu. Page 4, it deals with a program to social assistance. Page 3, program.
Sorry, page 3.
Page 3.
Yes.
Okay.
There is a paragraph number. Paragraph 3. Measures and objectives, you see.
Yes.
Of the department. And then there is the bullet number 1.
Okay.
Yeah, there is the mandate of the administration program was expanded to include providing support and advice services to the to the social.
Can I read it? The mandate of the administration program was expanded to include providing support and advice and service to the social development sector as a whole compared to its former focus only on ministry and department or service.
That service.
Advisory service. Is that what you're saying, Honorable
Master? Mm-hmm.
Okay. We go to 3.1.
Sorry. You're taking my little.
Please. We have a legal advisor next to me. If I'm stuck, I'm going to ask. We don't want other advisors. We have one who is fully paid by the by Parliament. Then we go to page 4. Program 2 deals with social assistance. I don't know if there's anything out of Makakul. Page 5. Page 1, yearly facilitate enhanced welfare service provision by implementing the recruitment and retention strategy for social workers over the MTF period. I think it's something that the members have been worried about in terms of the retention of strategy. But in the way the is captured, is it okay to say implementing the recruitment and retention strategy for social workers? Pardon, the recession, can you assist us? Yes. Yes.
This part that you are reading, these are the measurable objectives that were set by the department during the year under review. These are the list, the things that they want to do. They want to implement the recruitment and retention strategy. When we are busy with the analysis of the performance of the department, is to check whether the implementation and the recruitment and the retention strategy has been implemented. So these are the things that they want to do.
These are things that were noted by the committee.
No, these are the department every year they put their strategic plan.
Okay.
So of the things they want to do under the review on each program. So what we do, we check all their estimates of national expenditure, the list of things they want to do.
Okay.
So this is just the list of things they intend to do. When there is another part in the report of
where they would show us
the analysis,
the measurable.
Yes, they would check. They said that we achieved to implement the retention strategy on social workers. We managed to achieve to train so many social workers. These are the things they want to do.
Okay. Okay. Honourable, what I've said, we should discuss it. This is actually what we're doing, just to make sure that we don't adopt something that we don't understand. So these are the issues that are given by the department to his. Then I'm now on page 6, page 7. I'm going to be a little bit fast here because the issues that are raised by the department, we need to check whether those are implemented. Maybe at some stage in the document we'll find that. These are not very important. These are a list of issues raised by the department that they will do. Contribute to reducing incidence of HIV and AIDS and minimizing its burden and psychosocial impact. And so I'm not going to waste time on this. Page 8, administration. I'm jumping now to administration. It says this program spent 99.74% of its budget of 244,600 million in the 2011-2012 financial year, which is 3.3% less than the total allocation after 12 months. These are the issues listed. Then, going back again to page 8, I'm being corrected. Page 4, page 8, it deals with analysis of the department's annual report and financial statements. Those are listed, that are listed: administration, human capital management, international relations, stakeholder management. Challenges in program 1. Those are the challenges of members. They are program 1, program 2, and program 3. There are quite a number of issues raised after each and every program, honorable members. I'm not going to waste time on that also. Those are the challenges. But what we need to do, honorable members, in terms of challenges, I know I've been dotting down all the time when the departments come to for members of parliament, but we need to check whether challenges are not the same as the challenges of last year. Because most of the time you find department coming to you, dotting down all the challenges that they have, and you find that even after 5 years they still have same challenges. So it's something that we need to look at, whether the challenges that they have are not the challenges that they had even in 2011. But in that case, we'll be helped by the researcher maybe at some stage to look at the challenges, whether they are not the same as 2011. Because we can't be having same challenges all the time when they come to the department, to the members of the committee. Page 11 also deals with challenges. Program 4 also, those are challenges of the department. And some of the challenges are the challenges that we all know as members of parliament. Substance abuse, people with disabilities, children, social trauma prevention and victim empowerment, families, youth, HIV and AIDS. Yes, the whole document is full of challenges, I remember. challenges on page 15. I'm on page 15 out of the members. Those are all challenges. On page 16 also deals with the continuation of the challenges. No, I don't know. I'm saying under program 5, these are challenges. Each and every program has the challenges. That's what I said in the beginning. So, the community development, if you look at it, it's the challenges under program 5. Program 5 listed all the topics of the challenges that they have. I'm on page 18 of the members. Analysis of Section 32 expenditure report. I think this is where we should apply our mind on page 18. Department spent 98.9% or 103.1 billion of its appropriated budget of 103.3 billion by the end of March 2012. Minor underspending occurred in program 2, 3, 4, and 5. Then it will mean that when you read this, you must also check the programs mentioned in the paragraph. That is paragraph 2, paragraph 3, paragraph 4, and paragraph 5. It says social program development voted amount 2011-2012, total expenditure as at 31st March 2012, and percent spending. On administration, there was that amount which was spent, which is on the 2011-2012. I'm not going to read each of this column, but we do understand that these social programs that are listed here are known by each and every member. We know that social policy and integrated service delivery, that's the amount, voted amount, that is 2011 and 2012, and total expenditure. So I'm now comparing the money which was not used on total expenditure. Then, I don't know if members would want to raise anything on this page. I don't see hands from the members. Program 1, Program 2, Program 3, Program 4, 5, that is on page 19. The total expenditure on page 23 of the first quarter of 2012-2013 financial year. That's the amount spent by each department. Of the total available budget by the end of the first quarter. It stated there on the numbers. I'm not going to go through the whole page as I was given mandate by the members of parliament not to read the whole document page by page, but if there's anything that members would like to highlight, we will then check those issues raised. And then page 21, program 3, program 4, program 5, the report of the Auditor General of South Africa. Last week we had a report by Auditor General as this committee. And then there's predetermined objectives which are alluded to page 21. Again, honourable members, on page 22, speaking about supply chain management. And then it says the Auditor General found that procurement and contract management procedures were not adhered to. I think if you still remember, the the report of the Auditor General also raised issues around shame management. And it says, the paragraph 2, the AG could not obtain sufficient evidence to prove that awards were only made to suppliers who submitted a declaration of past supply chain practices, such as fraud, abuse, and of supply chain management system. These are issues that were raised by the Auditor General in our report. Then we'll then go to irregular expenditure. Call me, members, if there's anything that you want to raise. I see one of the... Well, do you have something to raise on page 22?
No, I'm
covered. Irregular expenditure, all of the members. There they are. They are written. The department occurred irregular expenditure of 19.8 million from 1.3 million in 2011. So far, there's incurred 10 million irregular expenditure from 1.5 million, and the NDA incurred 9.4 million irregular from 2.5 million in 2011. We'll then compare members and see if there are any issues that we'd like to raise. But on page 22, I'm now going to page 23. Maybe the recommendation, I still remember recommendation that were given by the Auditor General in our last report. We still have them, and in our minds, I'm one of those that still have those in our minds. We're not seeing this for the first time. When the Auditor General came to see the noble members or the committee, raised all these recommendations. So there's no need for us to repeat them. It's just to check whether with the department, whether the recommendations by the Office of the Auditor General are followed by department. Then we then go to technical aspects of the report. And then point 8, report on Millennium Development Goals. We know that we conducted oversight over department's progress in contribution towards attainment of the MDGs on the 29th May 2012. And also the department reported on the progress it had made on the recommendation that was made by the committee on its MDG support for 2011. The department reported as follows. Again, honorable members, I don't think it would be fair for me to read the whole page, but on page 42, oh, Honorable Waters, I'm sorry, I didn't see your hand.
Are you on page 24?
Yes.
On the second paragraph, where it says the program has had positive outcomes towards the eradication of poverty. Grants can't eradicate poverty. They only alleviate. Jobs eradicate poverty. So for them to claim that they're eradicating poverty is a misnomer. They are assisting in alleviating poverty. There's no doubt about it. But they're not eradicating. And I think that they can't claim to eradicate poverty.
You suggest that we say
alleviate
poverty.
It's a bit of,
okay.
Thank you.
Do we all agree, all members?
Yes.
I do agree with.
Yes.
Yeah, I do agree with alleviation of poverty. Instead of eradicate, we say alleviate poverty. Then, yes. The page, our second paragraph. Anything on the third paragraph? Here it emphasizes the relationship between the Department of Health and also the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Rural Development. All the departments that this department work with. And also it's saying the department has food banks in Gauteng, Port Elizabeth, Cape Town and Durban, and also satellites and NGOs that assist in food banks. Members of this committee know that. Achieve universal primary education. Anything on that paragraph, that is goal two. Page 25. Okay, the first paragraph is dealing with the ECD's services. That's the number of, I think it's the total of the number of ECDs that benefited from the program. The page, paragraph 2, with regards to the social assistance program, the general household survey released by Statistics South Africa showed that children benefiting from the CSG are more likely to go to school. Yes, I remember when the department was that table report to us, this was mentioned, number of children that are benefiting to this program. But goal three, honorable members, speaks to gender equality and power and empower women. I don't know if there's anything there. It says, last sentence, the department trained 87 women and men in gender and climate change. It also trained 25 female interns on gender sensitization. Mhlambi, we need to, when a department come to us, if they can give us the areas where these women are trained. It's not necessary they are in the report. Just for us, for our constituencies, to empower members of parliament so that we know where these women are that were trained in terms of the gender and climate change. Goal 6 speaks to combat HIV and AIDS, malaria, and other diseases. And nothing new. Goal 8, develop a global partnership for development. Page 26, honorable members. I think members can go through the goal the department carried out. These are the goals that they said they carried out. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm also not going to read them one by one or remember. Budget allocation, the last paragraph on the page, same page, page 26. In terms of the budget allocation, the social assistance and welfare services policy team for development and implementation accounted for the highest budget allocation, 103 million and 6 million respectively. the second one deals with the budget allocated for programs on early childhood development. Also not going to read all that. Page 27 is dealing with the challenge. Those are three challenges on the members regarding implementation of programs that contribute towards attained of MTGs. Then on same page, these are committee observations, oversight visits. I think these issues were raised by the committee themselves, committee position. I'm not going to read them, one of the members also. Not unless if you read them, there is something that you feel strongly that you should add to this recommendation. These are merely oversight visits. It's been the model implementation by the National Association of Child and Youth Care Workers, which we visited. I think one of them, Waters, was not there at that time. So you might not have the... You were not in the committee that time. And also some of the members that I knew in the committee were not there. There are that were there. Three of us were there. I don't remember you, Honorable Bula, being one of the people that did the oversight. But you were in KZN. You remember those that you went to in KZN? Yes. Mm. Then we then go to page 28. 28 deals with support by the Auditor General. This is also not new to us, honorable members. Auditor General came to this committee and present. Mm. And yes, Honorable Waters.
Just on the Auditor General's comments, his report, he mentioned that 46% of targets by the department had not been reached. And other departments have, in their report, answered that, but we need to reflect that. That 46% of targets are not reached.
Okay. Agreed? On November? Yes. We thank you, Honorable Waters. Yes.
I think it was only 20% that was not reached at all. There was a certain percentage which was partially reached. So I think we are misleading for saying 40-something percent was not reached at all.
Could members remind me? Yes.
Chair, what the Auditor General was saying, if you've got a target of 100 and you don't reach it, you haven't reached it. You might have got 80 or 70 or 50. So some of them were partially reached. That's correct. But they didn't reach their target. So if they were going to train, they were going to train 500 people for one particular aspect. I forget what it was. They didn't train 500 people, so they didn't reach their target.
I think what you need to do is to go back to the report of the Auditor General and check, rather than writing something that we're not sure of. I'm going to request our secretary and few members, Honorable Waters, let us check again so that we don't. Yes, then we then. But what is important is to check the issue that you are raising, but we will check the percentage so that we don't write 46. So, point taken, we will check on that. The committee findings, honorable members, are still the same, and these are the findings that were highlighted by the committee itself, and also the observation which each department needs to address. I'm not going to read them, honorable members, not unless you also after reading all of them, page 28 and 29, you feel that there is something that you would want to add. You strongly feel that you want to add something on that page. This page 29 and 28 and 29. Observation. It should be. It should be observation. Yes. Can we? Yeah. Amend that. Yes. Thank you. Committee observations rather than committee briefing. We observed, we did not brief. Yeah, I'll give you, let me listen to all of the waters.
Thank you. Just on page 29, to do with the last bullet point on the culture of adoption is very low, particularly amongst black communities.
Sorry, Honourable Waters, are you talking about the last bulletin?
Yeah, on page 29.
Okay. Yes.
The culture of adoption, it starts with.
Yes.
The fact that in the annual report, the department said they had a 65% increase in the number of adoptions, when it wasn't the case. If you compare 2011-12 annual report to 2010-11, there was actually a decline of 33%. And I think we need to put, even if you don't want to put the actual figure, in that there actually was a decline in the number of adoptions in the country from the previous year to this year. It's very important. It's not mentioned anywhere.
In other words, you're saying decline, even if it's not 33%, there was a decline. Is that what you're saying? Honourable, follow. Yes.
Chairperson, I think we have to check on that too, because there it specified that black people don't adopt like white people, but if I remember well, there was an increase. But we have to check that. It's only amongst black people that is low. But we.
The chairperson did raise the issue of the stigmatization of adoption among in the black community. That's correct.
Yeah,
but the number of adoptions is the whole amount. It's the global amount for the country, irrespective of who adopts who.
Okay.
Now, which family, what colour they are, and what kids they're adopting.
Mm-hmm.
There was 1,600 and something, if I remember, and the previous year was 2,300 or 400 or something. But you can check the two annual reports.
We shouldn't be starting here. We have a researcher.
Yeah.
I think the researcher must go and research about this. But our advisor wanted to say something.
Thank you, Chairperson. Now, I just wanted to ask the members to go back to the change they've made on 9.3. Yes. The committee briefing. It's written as such because these are the observations that were made when the committee had committee meetings. And then before that, it was on page 28, number 9, it says committee observations. So these others are just different oversights and activities that the committee conducted. So 9.1 is when it conducted oversight to Eastern Cape. Then it made this observations underneath. The report of the AG, now when it had committee meetings now. So maybe you can say committee meetings, not briefings. Because the observations that are here, they come from different meetings that the committee had. So that hence it's written committee briefings. So if we say committee briefing, then it will be a duplication of bullet number 9.
I'm still looking at it, all of members, and trying to just digest what they used. No, no, I do understand, but my feeling is that I think a committee don't brief. It's either we do observations or suggestions or recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be briefing. We can't do briefing. We either get the right word, not the briefing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah. It's either we do the recommendation, yeah,
observation.
Oversight. That's why I'm saying we need to check the right.
Thank you, Chair. Can't we use findings, committee findings?
Yeah, but committee findings is better than committee briefing. Yeah. Yeah, findings would be the right word. Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Not briefing. Yes. Lindy, you don't look.
Committee findings on oversight and review.
Exactly. Not.
Because these observations are not only for meetings, you know, the oversight undertaken during the year under review, and then there were meetings held, and then there were observations that emanated from those meetings. So we wanted to separate the observations that took place on the briefing on that day, and then the observations or the findings that the committee managed to get them from the briefings or and oversight functions that took place during the year under review. So we wanted.
This is confusing because if you read, if you read page 28, 9.3, it says from the committee meeting, it says committee briefings, right? Then it says from the committee meetings, the committee held with the department, it made the following observations, which the department needs to assess. I would rather say even that observation should be findings. Then we then go to observations. I'm not happy with the briefing. Yes. Chair, this is not my report. It's the committee report. All of them follow.
And Chairperson, and even this sentence that is saying it made the following observations. It might be it makes the following recommendations or the following findings that there's lack of. Yeah, I think finding the word finding was.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Yeah, we are going to correct it. Thank you very much, Honorable Minister. We go back to what was raised by they should come with what do we say on the issue of the decline. We then give that task to the research to go and check. Research, please assist us. In the next meeting, we need to check the right, whether it's decline or. Okay, I'm told that we need to adopt this because it's very urgent. Then I will say, when are we meeting again? I think this is easy. You can email to us and then we adopt it with amendments. And then we email and correct it. If it's declined, you correct it. I can also check on that. And then email it to all members.
Mm.
Is that agreed, members? Yeah, thank you very much. Honorable.
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree with the suggestion, but I just want to further recommend that maybe in future our researcher should come with all the documents so that when we discuss and having misunderstandings, she should be able to assist us there and there, other than to say the correct village to come in another day because it delays us. Thank you.
Point taken, honorable members. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, honorable.
About our funding.
Yes.
Page? Our fundings. Well, no, it's not on here.
Okay.
But there was a question raised and about the Children's Act, which is obviously a very big piece of legislation, and I don't know where it fits in or how we should word it, if everyone agrees. But the department said they are starting to implement the Act in full without the necessary funding. That's what Mrs. Margot Davies said when she replied to the question in our committee meeting last week.
She said without necessary funding.
Yes. So they're going ahead. Maybe you can, the researcher can look at the transcript of that when she replied.
No,
but
I was not in the committee.
You know, maybe the researcher, because that raises a whole lot of questions about the quality of services and how they're doing it. You know, you can't implement an act without the necessary funding. And if they need extra funding, which they do for the Children's Act, we need to put it in here so the minister of finance is aware for when they do the, because he looks at this, he's supposed to look at this report for next year's budget, if I remember correctly. I mean, so we need to highlight that the Children's Act is underfunded somehow. But maybe she mentioned that, because I asked the question about the Children's Act, Margot Davies, towards the end of the meeting. So maybe you can look at the transcript. I don't know if any other member remembers that, but
I was not around the meeting, but if the point you are making is to highlight the fact that the Children's Act is underfunded, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But I see your hand, Honourable Mufasa. Oh, I thought you were raising it.
I don't understand what Mike is saying.
Repeat. Yes.
Thank you.
At the end of the meeting, when we were allowed to do, I asked if I could make two comments and ask one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Right at the end, do you remember? Mm-hmm. Mrs. Davies had already replied to the children's child protection register and the adoption issue,
yeah.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then I asked about the Children's Act because in the report, in the annual report under budget 4, whatever, they talk about the implementation of the Act. The full implementation, and that the provinces are doing quarterly reports. So I asked, how are they implementing the Act, and do they have enough funding? And basically what she said, and I'm not quoting her exactly, but the gist of it was that despite not having the funding for the Act, they're implementing the Act. But there was no further opportunity for questions, just the chair then closed the meeting, if you remember. So my concern is that, I mean, we can look at the tape, listen to the tape, but the fact of the matter is I think we should put something in about the Children's Act being funded properly, you know, so we can get the Act implemented in its entirety. That's my concern.
Honourable
Faust,
but I don't know what's wrong with this mic.
I hear the Secretary saying there would be a presentation by the department. When is it?
It was just a suggestion. Maybe if we can just call the department just to brief the committee on the implementation of the Children's Act and the challenges thereof and the funding, just to have a briefing around it so that we can have informed decision around the Children's Act. That was just a suggestion.
But, you know, they go together for me. Because this is something that we have to adopt now. And if we say Children's Act is underfunded, there's nothing wrong with the committee to highlight the fact that the Children's Act is underfunded. Because we need money for them to implement the Act. So we can do both. We can ask them, because this is very urgent.
Mm.
So we can do both. We can ask the department, but in the meantime, we also adopt and highlight the fact that the Children's Act is underfunded. So there's nothing wrong with that. Because it is our duty as the committee to to make sure that departments are funded enough money for them to implement. Honourable Foss.
Yes, Chairperson, and to add what you are saying, it's true because the money that we are giving for has never been enough.
Exactly.
So every program, everything that we are doing will always be underfunded. So us is just to ask more
exactly.
money for the for anything that we want to do. I think you are right.
Exactly. Now, I think let's draft the and highlight that issue that the Children's Act is underfunded. And also we can also invite the department to come and make a presentation on the Children's Act later on. But this has to be adopted with the fact that it is underfunded. Thank you. The page 30 is dealing with recommendations by the members. I'm not going to read the whole page on the members, but if you see that there is something that you would want to add or delete, you can do that.
Thank you, Chairperson. That under briefings, we've put the underfunding of Children's Act. I think under recommendations, it should come also that we recommend that all programs should be adequately funded, particularly the Children's Act.
I have very brilliant students. I'm sorry, honorable members. So we will add that, Connie. Connie, you don't mind if I call you Connie, because it's just us, not the department. But the first name is just to show love. Pretty. Okay. I'll read as it is. This, I don't know whether it's coming to me or what, but it says the DSD, and that it's from the researcher. Can you say it, researcher? Feel free. Rather than reading.
I think I'm taking you back now to page 29. What I remember under this point.
Are you referring to the last paragraph?
Last bullet.
Okay.
The culture of adoption is still very low, particularly among black people. So what they were saying there is that they were busy doing a research. They had a research with that university to check what is the cause of this low statistics among black people. But in terms of decline and what do you call it, there was an increase in adoption. That's what I remember. That's what she said, actually, but I will check, actually, to confirm. Yeah.
Pardon?
And what support on this?
Okay. No. Okay. We now still on page 30, one of the members on recommendation. But I do want to say, researcher, please make sure and then go back and. Because we're going to adapt this report so that we are, you know, able to actually write the correct version of the declining one. Yes. Because you still say if I'm not you're not sure still. Yeah. Thank you. Recommendations are on page 30 and 31. You know, in my session, I allow everyone to speak. So, advisor, can you say what you're saying?
Thanks, Chair. It's just a request, Honorable Baluleka.
Gobin Marunek to repeat that recommendation so that I can capture it, ma'am.
I'm not sure whether I still remember. But I said all programs should be adequately funded, particularly
the Children's Act.
Yes.
Yes.
At the end of page 28, we talk about the adoption process. Oh, foster care, sorry, and the delays in foster care. But we
on the page?
Page 28 at the bottom, the observations. But under recommendations, we have, I don't see anything about foster care. And maybe you can, maybe I'm wrong. But we should also mention it. If we've highlighted it as a problem, under findings, we should make a recommendation.
It's like I did see it. Let me just check. On recommendations.
Yeah, page 28. So.
Bullet 4. Bullet 4.
The thing with the foster care is that the Children's Act says that foster care applications or whatever have to be reviewed every 2 years, right? Which has caused a massive backlog in the courts.
Yeah, I remember
so,
that.
So what they've done is they suspended the Children's Act and brought back that section only, and they've brought back the Child Care Act, if I remember correctly, the provisions of the Child Care Act. Where it's not as onerous on the social workers and the courts. But it's a temporary measure, and it's not a permanent, obviously, solution. And therefore, something needs to be done about the backlog in foster care placements, but also the review of foster care, because people then lose their grant, and then the children don't have a foster home. That's the problem. I don't know how one would word it, but...
So you feel that the fourth bulletin, no, it's a fourth. The first one, it says the Minister of Social Development. The second one says the Minister together. That is, I'm looking at the recommendations. Then the fourth one, it says the one we're talking about, the Minister should intensify educational campaigns. And then, okay, let's start from 1, 2, 3. The Minister of Social Development and Justice and constitutional development should urgently address the headwinds that cause delays and high. That's exactly what you're talking about, Oliver Waters. Do you see that? It's the third. It says headwinds that cause delays and high backing in processing and finalization of foster care court orders. It does, you know, it's answering the findings on page 28.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Honorable Maluleka.
Thanks, Chairperson. Here I stand to be corrected, but there was something under VAP centers which are funded by the Department of Social Development that there's a case whereby you find that women don't want to be reunited with their families or their husbands, but they don't have means to be independent. For instance, like getting a house. So there was a recommendation that that should be prioritized. Maybe there should be a relationship between the department and the Department of Human Settlement, whereby these women are prioritized in terms of house allocation. I don't see it here, but it was discussed in the meeting.
I think that's a valid point. Yeah, there is no harm in adding on the recommendations that there should be a relationship between social development and human settlement in terms of prioritizing women, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay. Honorable, I forgot, advisor.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable Ngobeni Maluleka, I just want to go back to that recommendation because you said that it should be the program
but we make a reference to an act. So I don't know whether you rather prefer that we say in terms of implementation of the act, not necessarily the programs. I'm just saying that because even with the Substance Abuse Act, the committee recommended the implementation plan, and that will highlight the funding model of the act. So I think maybe the issue here is the implementation of Children's Act, the Older Persons Act, the Substance Abuse Act.
I included other programs because there was a feeling that all programs are not well funded. But we are particularly here talking about the Children's Act. That is why I included them and also emphasized that the Children's Act should be adequately funded.
You see, so my fear on that, once you say all, might be very dangerous.
Okay.
Because there might be underspend of monies. Yeah, there are underspend of monies in some of the programs. So we should be specific. We shouldn't be saying all. Yeah. Thank you. I'm rounding up now. Thank you very much. I'm looking at the conclusion of the members. We are going to add all the issues raised by all the members before adoption. So I'm now looking at the conclusion. And I'm also not going to read the whole paragraph of the honorable members. If you see that in the conclusion, but it's more on the good attempt to meet its target. Let me read it. Department of Social Services made a good attempt to meet its target for 2011-2012 financial year and received an unqualified audit opinion from AG. We all know that. It was mentioned in our presentation. However, matters of emphasis and recommendations made by AG need to be urgently implemented and progress reported to the committee. I agree with that notion. Nevertheless, the committee acknowledges some of the corrective measures that the department reported to the committee that it had already initiated, such as developing a checklist of verify information provided by bidders and service providers. It is therefore the interest of the committee to provide it with a report back on the implementation of all recommendations made by the AG. So that's the conclusion, which I think is really talking to this committee. That's the end of the report, the review and recommendation report of the members. I'm now looking at whether we agree with all the issues raised in this report and amendment. I see the Honorable Waters is saying yes, we agree. And therefore, we need to adopt this report with amendments. I'll wait for the hand. Honorable Waters moved and Honorable. Yes, seconded. I also see the third and the fourth hand. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. I don't know whether there's something else. We adopt this with amendments, Honorable Members. Thank you very much for adopting the report. I don't know if there's anything, Senator, that would like to say or announcement to the committee.
No, Chairperson. I just like to inform the members that next week the committee will be considering the annual report of SASA. So the annual reports were distributed to members with the annual report of the short development. But I'm waiting for the presentation. That's all. Thank you very much
thank
for adopting the report as well.
Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.